I've just sold my car.
All right.
Got a quote in 30 seconds from We Buy Any Car. Drove to my local branch in 13 minutes. And cash is getting sent to my bank.
Oh, nice.
Just sold my car to We Buy Any Car. Just sold my car
to We Buy Any Car. To find out how much your car's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from?
The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going
to
need a better alibi than that, bro. Hey? I'll get your passport and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-host, Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week, our Mensch of the Week is like a collective Mensch. It's not one individual, but many individuals. And it is the Oakland Athletics fan base for their efforts in the reverse boycott that they put together last week, which was an overwhelming success from like a, you know, from the perspective of Oakland Athletics fans, and showed the world that the fan base, they are not the problem. The ownership is the problem. And all the signs and all the chants and how well they coordinated the whole thing was just really, really impressive to see.
And you could feel, you know, watching the videos, when it was just airing live, you could feel that buzz in the ballpark. And it's just not something that you get, you know, for a mediocre team in mid-June on a random weeknight. Like, that's it was pretty special.
And I thought the most, like, I'm getting chills just thinking about it, like the dead silence to start the fifth inning to symbolize the 55 years of the franchise. And somebody even hit a double and they still remained dead quiet. And to organize something on that scale too, and to just get complete buy-in, it was just incredible to see. And then the sell the team vibe chant started to the point where the pitcher couldn't even hear his pitch calm. So, I mean, they're a loyal fan base, and it is, I mean, it was a good night and I was happy it happened, but at the same time, my heart still breaks for them because this isn't all, they didn't deserve this.
They didn't. And, you know, it's continuing to bear out in, you know, as this was happening, the A's move to Las Vegas was made official by, the bill passing the Nevada legislature to fund the new stadium.
So heartbreaking. The timing was just brutal.
Yeah.
Well, and also it was nice also that they got a few like former players were like tweeting, like Stephen Piscotty tweeted out, "I'm sorry I can't be there, but my heart's with you fans tonight." Like, so players noticed too. Trevor May got the save and he said it was one of the most incredible games he's ever been a part of. So the players felt it too.
And Jerry Blevins has been very outspoken about it, in like, you know, in favor of the A staying in Oakland and like sympathies for the fan base and stuff like that, because he also was a former A. It was really cool to see it. And
did they set a record for like the biggest fan giveaway?
Yes, they did with the shirt. The t-shirt that they had at the protest, which was cool. Unfortunately, Rob Manfred had a press conference last week, and he said a lot of terrible things in it, but one of them was about the A's. And he said about, and this was in the immediate aftermath of, you know, the boycott, the reverse boycott, and the official move to Vegas. Rob Manfred said, quote, "I hear from him. I feel sorry for the fans in Oakland. I do not like this outcome. I understand why they feel the way they do. I think the real question is, what is it Oakland was prepared to do? There is no Oakland offer, okay? They never got to a point where they had a plan to build a stadium at any site. And it's not just John Fisher. The community has to provide support. At some point, you come to the realization it's just not going to happen." And this is a lie.
Well, Oakland clapped back at that, which I appreciate.
Oh, yeah. The mayor's office. Yes. The Oakland mayor's office had released a statement in response to this. And it was awesome. It said, quote, "This is just totally false. There was a very concrete proposal under discussion, and Oakland had gone above and beyond to clear hurdles, including securing funding for the infrastructure, providing an environmental review, and working with other agencies to finalize approvals. The reality is the A's ownership had insisted upon a multi-billion-dollar 55-acre project that included a ballpark, residential, commercial, and retail space. In Las Vegas, for whatever reason, they seemed satisfied with a nine-acre leased ballpark on leased land. If they had proposed a similar project in Oakland, we feel confident a new ballpark would already be under construction. Oakland showed its commitment to the A's, and that is why the A's belong in Oakland."
Good for her.
Boom. Boom.
Mike drop.
Yeah, so that was good at least that there was backlash. And it just looked awfully silly given the reverse boycott had just happened and Rob Manfred is out here accusing the community of not supporting the team when the whole message of the reverse boycott was we're ready to support the team when you put a good product on the field.
It's just more tone-deaf crap from Manfred.
Yeah.
Just so dismissive and...
Yes.
Derisive. Like, not even dismissive. Like, actively disdaining...
Yeah.
The like most passionate fans in the game.
Yep. Yeah. It's condescending. It's condescending. I think that that press conference showed a hint of like not just who Rob Manfred is as a commissioner, which we've talked about a lot on this podcast, as in like someone who doesn't like baseball, someone who has outright contempt for baseball fans, in fact. And someone who works for owners, and that is his primary job. It's not just that. I think that he showed a little bit of like his personality in this presser, and not in a good way. Like, he showed that he like is actually just kind of a dick. I don't know like how else to say it. Like, there's no sugarcoating this. Like, he there was no reason for him to say it like that. Like, he could have said something that was just as like farcical and silly and, you know, as that, but he didn't have to like take a shot at the fans, and he just decided to do that for fun, I guess, because he's an asshole. Like, that's what got me about the whole thing.
Yeah, it was just unnecessary.
But yeah, my personal favorite thing that he said though wasn't even that quote. It was, this is sort of like a side note, but it was about how stadiums, he was responding to academic studies that have shown that stadiums do not generate significant local economic growth. So this is about the debate of whether, you know, publicly funded stadiums should be a thing. And he said, quote, "I love academics. They're great. Take the areas where baseball stadiums have been built. Look what was around Truist Park before that was built. Academics can say whatever they want." Academics can say whatever they want.
Yeah, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
No.
I know what your studies and facts and evidence say, but have you considered the vibes?
Like, and also, to top it off, the Las Vegas Golden Knights just won the Stanley Cup, and it was one of the lowest rated Stanley Cups like in a long, long time. So, oh yeah, that hot Vegas sports market, they love their sports.
Even Bryce Harper, noted Las Vegas native and huge Golden Knights fan, said that the A's shouldn't move to Vegas. He said that. And no, he's like a Las Vegas native and Las Vegas,
like the Vegas
fan.
Guy.
Yeah. Like, so, it's his thing.
Like, that's a little hint of like how bad this all is.
I mean, I just like literal insult to injury, like the absolute epitome of insult to injury for fans who don't deserve any of this, let alone to have it delivered to them by such a smug son of a bitch.
Yeah,
seriously.
And also, yeah, shout out to a friend of the pod, Dr. Wills, for going and tweeting out her experience of it, which was cool to have, you know, we saw the highlights, but to have, you know, see somebody actually in the stadium and all the videos from in the stadium was really cool.
Yep, Meredith was there. It was really cool. If y'all don't already follow her on Twitter, you should follow her and check out her tweets about the protest, about the boycott. It was cool. Our mention of the week this week are A's fans as a collective, particularly those who were at the reverse boycott and made all of the fantastic signs that we saw, because those were great. We love them and they deserve so much better. I think most baseball fans are behind them and feel for them. That's our mention of the week this week. Goes out to A's fans. Thank you for listening. Please go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic shows. You can support the podcast and our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
You can email the show aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can just search Home Run Applesauce and you'll find us right there. Please rate and review the show. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.